Canva.
Yeah, it is. In sports, as in business, if you look good, you feel good, and you play good.
That's why we love Canva. It's simply the best online graphic design software we've ever used.
Neither one of us are designers, and yet both of us have created beautiful designs for our business using Canva.
We designed our merch on Canva.
We designed our social posts on Canva.
We designed the signs for our T-Boy Live show on Canva.
True story. Oh, and Canva isn't just for startups or entrepreneurs either, because 90% of Fortune 500 companies now use Canva.
But it definitely is for startups like us, the T-Boy Podcast Media Company.
Our creative director literally said she cannot live without Canva.
And we believe her. It'll make your business look good, which will make you feel good, and you'll perform better.
So Yeti, start designing today at canva.com. Canva, designed for work.
This episode is sponsored by Audible, the home of storytelling.
Protect her.
That's from the opening chapter of The Last Thing He Told Me.
Or is it protect her?
It's protect her.
Yeah, it's like that.
It's a thrilling mystery my wife and I listened to on Audible.
It actually got adapted into a TV show, but it was way more riveting as an audiobook, wasn't it, man?
It's about a tech executive who disappears when his company gets indicted on accounting fraud.
But he disappeared to protect her. And honestly, we shouldn't say anymore. Let's stop
that. We listened to the whole audiobook on Audible while driving in the car on road trips.
And you should too. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/T-Boy or text T-Boy to 500-500.
That's audible.com/T-Boy or text T-Boy to 500-500. Airbnb.
It's wedding season.
Yes, it is. What's going on, baby?
Alex and I just got invited to a beautiful venue for the wedding of a childhood buddy of mine.
Lovely. Can't wait to hear about
it. We got babysitters. We're all set to go.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay, second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Rocket Money.
Yetis, no one likes writing a report, but everyone loves receiving a report.
It makes you feel important.
Well, Rocket Money, it turns out, will write you a weekly report about your spending for free.
I just got the email from Rocket Money. It says, here's how you spent your money last week. And it tells me I spent $1,123 more than the week before.
What is that, like one Costco run for you, man?
No, it actually breaks down my overspending into categories like shopping, restaurants, utilities, and more.
Turns out Birkenstocks are expensive.
Now you know where your money went.
Rocket Money. It is the personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions.
It also monitors your spending and helps you lower your bills all in one place.
These weekly reports are truly useful because they let you notice spending issues a whole lot quicker.
Which means you can course correct faster.
Stop throwing your money away and cancel unwanted subscriptions.
And manage your expenses the easy way by going to RocketMoney.com/T-Boy.
That's RocketMoney.com/T-B-O-Y.
RocketMoney.com/T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
Welcome back. It is Monday, August 7th, and today's pod is the best one yet. It is a T-Boy, Jack. How did you celebrate the wins this weekend, my friend?
The greatest ice cream cone you've ever seen.
Talk to me. What kind of flavors are we talking about here?
One giant scoop of cookies and cream.
All right.
One giant scoop of peanut butter with gobs of chocolate.
I'm following it. I like what you're doing.
And one more giant scoop of chocolate chip cookie dough.
That's not a Sunday. That's an all weekday, man.
I'm ODing on dairy right now. I'm still high.
That is so much dairy. It's basically a steak. First story, what do we got for the show, Jack?
A top 10 stock of the past 5 years. It's actually Elf Beauty.
Elf Beauty. Elf Beauty's surge has legitimized the dupe economy.
For our second story, remember we told you that every one of your buddies is flying to Europe for an expensive trip this summer?
How is our buddy Timmy also at Lake Como right now, Jack?
Well, that is why JetBlue is offering discounts for you to travel close to home.
He was just in Capri. This doesn't even make sense.
And our third and final story, the San Francisco Giants are adding a logo to their jerseys. The logo of cruise robo-taxis.
Cruise robo-taxis, because emerging innovations need mainstream moments.
But before we hit that wonderful mix, Yetis.
A perfect mix of stories to kick off the week.
I'm flipping over to Hoarder's Almanac, week 177.
Things we're running out of in this economy, Jack and I have been keeping track for you.
This week, we are running out of Linda. We're referring to the name Linda.
As in the name of the woman named Linda. That Linda.
Yetis, Nick and I jumped in T-boy style to the Social Security Administration website. 1947 is a year when Linda made history.
Because up to that year, Mary was the number one top name for girls in all of recorded history.
We repeat, from the start of United States to 1947, Mary was the top name for women.
Until Linda, 1947.
And then for six straight years, Linda was the number one name in the United States.
Yeah, back then, one out of 18 girls in America was named Linda.
But Yetis, today, America has lost its love for Linda.
Yet this, the name Linda has fallen from number one in America to number 807 in America.
In the 60s, 5,000 Lindas were born every single year.
But last year, there were only 346 Lindas born at all.
Now, Yetis, are you familiar with the Lindas Involved in Network Development Association?
The Lindas Involved in Network Development Association, L-I-N-D-A. Jack, is that Linda, like the Linda Club?
Yeah, that's the National Linda Club.
It's a real thing, and for 35 years, the Linda Club has held an annual meeting to promote the name Linda.
Which is why the Lindas are freaking out right now.
Because recruitment begins right now.
Yetis, if you're a millennial, you know five moms named Linda.
And you know three moms named Susan.
I got an Aunt Linda out on Long Island.
And she's got an Aunt Linda as well.
She does.
She does?
She really does. Because Yetis, we are low on Lindas.
The last of the Lindas.
And Carol from accounting can't do anything about it.
No, she can't, Jack. Let's hit our three stories.
Help us, Diane. You're our only hope.
15 years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea to cause a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show.
For our first story, Elf Beauty. It is a top 10 stock of the past 5 years. And get this, it's up 1,000%.
Because Elf Beauty has legitimized the dupe economy.
Yetis, if your face isn't dewy right now, you may not be familiar with Elf Beauty. It is an affordable vegan skincare makeup company.
It stands for eyes, lips, and face. They're putting up growth numbers like they're a young Facebook.
Sometimes numbers just tell the story, so Jack and I got to talk about the numbers.
Elf Beauty's sales have grown at least 20% for 18 straight quarters.
18 straight quarters. That's 4.5 years. Their sales jumped 76% in just the last 3 months.
The growth of the stock price is even more impressive.
Talk to us about that, Jack.
Over the last year, Elf Beauty stock has jumped by 300%.
Over the last 5 years, Elf Beauty stock has jumped 1,000%.
Elf Beauty is now worth 2 lifts.
And that's not all. Jack, what is the number one selling makeup over at Target?
Elf Beauty.
And Jack, what company did their first ever Super Bowl ad with Jennifer Coolidge?
Elf Beauty.
And what makeup company pulled off a cosmetics collaboration with Chipotle and Dunkin' Donuts?
Darlene? Elf Beauty.
Add it all up. And Jack, what's the key reason why Elf is thriving right now?
In this economy, people are looking for an affordable splurge.
Elf's $3 lipstick is a treat yourself that you won't feel guilty actually buying.
And that $3 lipstick is Elf's sacred cow.
Yeah, because even with inflation, Elf won't change the price on that $3 lipstick.
But there's another reason for Elf's incredible success.
There is, and Jack and I found this fascinating. That reason is the dupe.
Dupes. It's short for duplicate. It's a lower priced version of a well-known product.
We talked about it on this pod before. It's not a knockoff. It's not plagiarism. It's not a zucking. A dupe is not a counterfeit.
A dupe is 90% similar to the better known product, but for like a tenth of the price.
Dupe, it makes consumers feel kind of cool. It makes you feel in the know if you know, you know, that kind of a thing.
Because you know the secret to getting a great product, but for way cheaper.
And that is why TikTok's hashtags are flooded with shopping hacks recommending Elf dupes right now.
For example, you can get this $40 Charlotte Tilbury blush or the $9 version from Elf Beauty.
That's a dupe, and that's what people are doing right now.
Elf has become the Duke of Dupes, and the beauty squad loves it.
Is it the Duchess of Dupes?
Yeah, I think it probably is. I think it's the Duchess of Dupes. Duchess is the greatest name for royalty there is.
Well, either way, they're duping Glossier's boy brow at half the price, and it's working and driving those sales.
Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's Maybelline.
Or maybe it's the Elf Beauty for 40% less, Jack.
Or maybe it's the Duchess.
So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Elf?
Elf Beauty has legitimized the dupe economy.
Now, Yetis, there is a fine line between a dupe and a knockoff.
Mark Zuckerberg does knockoffs. For example, Threads, it's a knockoff of Twitter.
But Elf Beauty has towed that line, and Elf Beauty is now worth $8 billion because of it.
We've seen dupes hashtagged on Instagram, and we've seen dupes hashtagged on TikTok.
But Jack and I have never seen a dupe referenced and celebrated on a Wall Street earnings call like we have until Elf's earnings report just last week.
Elf Beauty stock has quadrupled over the past year.
And that has legitimized the dupe economy. For our second story, prices for flights abroad are more expensive than ever. But prices to Florida, they're on sale.
Surge pricing is happening right now in the airline industry.
Yeah, it is. If we're going to talk about the travel industry, there's one company Jack and I like to look at, and that company is Booking Holdings. Why is that, Jack?
Because Booking Holdings owns every company that you can book a trip on.
Get this, Yetis. Booking.com, they own Expedia. They own Kayak. They own Priceline. They own OpenTable. Honestly, Jack, we've been talking about who should acquire Lyft. Booking.com should acquire Lyft.
Booking just announced that profits jumped by 51% this summer compared to last year.
Because you're kicking it in Cabo right now, and Booking.com loves that.
Yes, this is the summer of American revenge travel post-pandemic.
What was that other wild stat we discovered in their earnings, Jack?
People have booked 68% more travel on Booking.com this year than 2019. 68% more.
Because it is hot yacht summer.
We told you last month, people are choosing the Amalfi Coast over the Magic Kingdom this year.
But Yetis, here's a fascinating observation, Jack, and I wanted to share with you. Certain travel companies are not having as much fun right now.
Specifically, domestic airlines.
Because Americans, you're getting your passport stamped this year. You are not taking that Frontier flight from Boston to Boise.
So Delta Airlines and United Airlines, who have international flights, their stocks have surged by 40% this year.
On the other hand, JetBlue, Southwest, and Spirit Airlines, which don't have international flights, are all down this year.
So these domestic airlines are doing something we've never seen in the airline industry.
This is unprecedented, baby.
A midsummer blowout.
Ding, ding, ding. Come on down to gate 14 and get half off that flight to Florida, baby.
All the domestic airlines are cutting prices to try to convince Americans to do the patriotic thing and stay here in the States this summer.
Jack and I jumped in T-boy style. Get this. Domestic flight prices are actually down 10% from last year.
It's the first time in our lifetimes we've seen airlines on the sale rack.
And get this. For the first time ever, Southwest Airlines just did a buy one, get one 50% off deal. We didn't even know that was legally possible in the airline industry.
What are they going to offer, a $5 footlong next?
Toss it in. We're going to buy it.
Yeah, these JetBlue looks more like Bed Bath & Beyond than a Boeing 747.
They're discounting flights like their J.Crew. Frontier Airlines is the new Filene's basement. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies in the travel industry?
Surge pricing happens with flights, too.
Look, Yetis, if Taylor Swift is in town this weekend, Uber prices are gonna spike.
But if nothing's in town this weekend, then Uber prices will be super cheap.
Well, we're seeing that exact same supply and demand market happening right now, but in airfare.
The average U.S. to Europe round-trip flight this year, it's up $300 compared to last year.
The average U.S. to Asia round-trip flight this year is up $700 compared to last year.
But the average U.S. to U.S. round-trip ticket, it's down $70 this year.
Jack, that trip to Japan, we're still paying it off.
The surge pricing phenomenon, it doesn't happen as quickly in flights as it does on our Uber apps.
But surge pricing in both directions is happening to airfare this summer.
And now a word from our sponsor, Mudwater.
So Yetis, Jack and I went adventurous with our latest Mudwater, the iced foamy Mudwater latte.
Scientific breakthrough over there at Nick's Kitchen.
Yeah, I went full barista, Jack. You want to talk about this thing?
Here's the recipe. Toss one scoop of Mudwater, one scoop of creamer, a little honey, and a bunch of water into a glass, and then froth that baby up.
You're going to mix it using the frother that Mudwater comes with.
It's a great frother, but here's the key. You also grab a shaker and then shake that concoction with ice cubes for about 20 seconds.
Like a shake weight. Is that an arm workout too, Jack?
Then you pour the iced foamy mud latte into a tall glass. Garnish that thing as you desire.
Mudwater is a coffee alternative made with 4 adaptogenic mushrooms and Ayurvedic herbs.
It leans into the mushrooms, nature's X-factor organism, to deliver you a full day's of energy.
So if you're ready to try out a coffee alternative like we were, give Mudwater a shot.
Go to mudwater.com/tboy to support the show and use code tboy for 15% off.
That's mudwtr.com/tboy and use code tboy for 15% off.
Element.
Yetis, you may be listening to us on an airplane right now. Is your skin cracking, by the way? Do you have airplane throat? You know what we're talking about.
We had no idea how dry airplanes are.
Share that stat, Jack.
The cabin is kept at 20% humidity on purpose.
So here's what you gotta do. You gotta hydrate, especially after you toss back that third bag of Biscoff peanuts.
That's why Element is our wingman whenever we fly somewhere. We are drinking Element in seat 23B.
Because Element is an electrolyte-charged drink mix. It's got sodium, potassium, and magnesium.
We all know hydration's key. But hydration isn't just about water. It's also about electrolytes. And that's what Element has.
So you can sip Element in a whole bunch of flavors. We are partial to the mango chili.
Nick and I love drinking Element.
Element just came up with a fantastic offer for the besties and our Yetis out there.
Go to drinklmnt.com/tboy to get a free sample pack with any purchase.
That's drinklmnt.com/tboy. For our third and final story, Cruise Robotaxis. They are now a jersey sponsor for the San Francisco Giants baseball team, and that is a big deal.
Because there's nothing more mainstream than baseball.
And there's nothing self-driving needs more than mainstream.
Now, Nick, what's the biggest change to baseball in the last few years that my dad hates?
Not using performance-enhancing drugs?
No, my dad's okay with that. He hates that the jerseys have ads now.
Yeah, Big Ted would not be a fan of that kind of a change. The jerseys, they now have advertisements on the jerseys.
The New York Yankees aren't just walking billboards. Now they're striking out billboards, too.
For example, Yetis, when the Cincinnati Reds hit a home run, Kroger Grocery is on the bicep.
Down south in San Diego, Motorola paid $10 million to put a big patch on the Padres.
But the latest sponsorship of a Major League Baseball jersey is one company you probably haven't heard of.
Cruise Robotaxi.
Yeah, because Cruise Robotaxi is a self-driving startup that's raised $1 billion, mostly from General Motors.
And there is not a single human being touching that steering wheel and that chassis.
This is big because they are the first robotaxi to sponsor a professional sports team.
The patch is right there on the bicep of every San Francisco Giant.
But Yetis, here is the fascinating part about this story. When you see an Emirates airline logo on a Manchester United shirt, you can't really do anything with that.
You're not going to sit watching the game and then book a flight to Dubai because of that jersey.
That advertisement is not exactly going to get you on a $5,000 airplane.
Cruise, on the other hand, with their Giants jerseys, you might do something after that.
Because you can actually book a Cruise Robotaxi after a San Francisco Giants game.
Because San Francisco is the one major city where Cruise Robotaxis are operated.
So the way Jack and I see it, this may be the most effective jersey ad out of all of them because it has an immediate call to action after the game.
To get people to take their first self-driving car ride, we think Cruise should offer free rides on game days if they terminate at the stadium.
You really want to help the Giants out, maybe do a double free ride for the umpires so they get to the game on time.
Because the challenge for Cruise isn't just the competition or the technology.
No, it is not.
It's also the people.
Get this, Yetis. According to Pew Research, only 26% of Americans say self-driving cars would be good for society.
That's probably because no Americans have driven in a self-driving car before.
Like literally 0.1% of America has even tried a self-driving car. I actually did a Cruise self-driving car, by the way, Jack.
I know. You recorded video. You sent it to me.
It was so cool. Like, you got in and it was a shocking experience. We didn't get to our destination, but the beginning was really cool. The beginning was cool. There was a problem. There was one issue.
But that's a rare experience that Nick had, because only San Francisco, Phoenix, and soon Austin, Texas are places where self-driving rides are available.
So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at McCovey Cove?
Emerging innovations require mainstream moments.
Yetis, when a new technology is launched, it's enthusiastically embraced by the early adopters.
Like Nick driving the Cruise in San Francisco.
But inevitably, the adoption of that new technology, it hits a speed bump.
To get past the early adopters, to get past Nick in San Francisco, new technology needs a mainstream moment.
New technology needs a splash of relevance to accelerate adoption.
And what's more relevant than baseball?
What's more relevant than a ballpark?
A mainstream moment makes an innovation more accessible, more approachable, and more comfortable to the general public.
And that is exactly what robo-taxis need right now. That is what it's getting with the Giants. Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us to kick off the week?
Elf Beauty stock has quadrupled in the past year, and it's up 1,000% in the last 5 years.
Elf's success has legitimized the dupe economy.
For our second story, airlines are discounting domestic flights and jacking up the price for international flights.
It's surge pricing, but for airlines.
And our third and final story is Cruise Robotaxis. That's the New Jersey sponsor for the San Francisco Giants.
Emerging innovations require mainstream moments.
And what's more mainstream than baseball?
Than $14 for a hot dog. Oh, yes, baseball.
But Yetis, this pod's not over yet. Here's what else you need to know today.
First, Nintendo just hit a record $1.3 billion in profits powered by their film Super Mario.
The Super Mario Brothers movie was the best toy movie of all time until Barbie.
And finally, New York City is making those outdoor dining sheds for restaurants permanent.
From now until forever, you can enjoy a souffle in the spring on Spring Street with Steve.
So lovely. Now, time for the best fact yet. This one sent in by Alex Hughes from lovely Memphis, Tennessee.
We mentioned last week that Whole Foods kept losing Nick's Chilean sea bass.
Where's the Chilean sea bass? I'm getting hungry over here, man.
It turns out Chilean sea bass is just a marketing name, Nick.
Yeah, it's like a recent name for the fish. The original name for that fish is actually Patagonian toothfish.
I understand why they changed the name. Who wants to bite into a toothfish?
Although, honestly, I kind of want to tell people I did bite into a toothfish, Jack.
The Patagonian toothfish was an obscure South American fish that got rebranded because it was so plentiful.
Since we've overfished so many other fish, they rebranded this fish so you'd actually eat that fish.
One fish, two fish, white fish, blue fish.
But I still don't have my Chilean sea bass fish. Yetis, you look fantastic today. And remember, if you see a Linda, if you know a Linda, if you happen to just overhear a Linda, hug that Linda and love that Linda.
Because it turns out we're low on Lindas.
And then tell that Linda, H-Y-H-T-B-O-Y.
Have you had the best one yet?
That's how you grow the show. Jack and I will see you tomorrow. And before we go, a buon compleanno to Ingrid Chiavacci, celebrated over in Lucca with her husband, Marco. Enjoy the trip, guys.
And happy birthday to Joyce Choi, celebrating right now in Korea.
And Jane Oliver has a hot girl stomach issue right now, but she's also got a birthday, and that stomach ain't gonna stop her.
And happy birthday to Luca the Llama Valenti in New York City.
And Ashley is celebrating her 30th birthday at a Beyonce concert. Not too shabby.
And congratulations to Nick and Amy Dowdy for having a new baby girl, Mila, in Cincinnati.
And congratulations to Yetis Elizabeth and George Shamoon, who are getting married in Skinny Atlee's, New York, and then they're honeymooning in the Adirondacks. Lovely. And Johnny Henderson just got, get this, a double promotion in the Colorado National Guard and at Lockheed Martin.
Hire this man.
And Alicia Leone and Brandon Ang are celebrating a 2-year wedding anniversary just outside Boston.
And congratulations to Eli Vosberg, who just made his first investment. He's 12 years old. This is a long-term hold.
Hopefully, it's an Elf Beauty.
Past performance does not guarantee future results, Nick. And to anyone else celebrating something today, make it a T-boy.
Celebrate the wins.
This is Jack. Nick and I both own stock of Chipotle. And happy birthday to Tiana Warang, who's getting deported to...
I don't think it's a birthday. He's just getting deported. So he said to say this. He said, I'd really appreciate it if you'd say this. Birthday? It's all cool. He said, it's like all cool.
But he's already missed? By whom? Does that mean we miss him?
I guess. You don't have to say the already missed.
And a big shout out to Tian Awarang, who's getting deported to Canada because his visa expired. We miss you already, Tian.
That's great delivery.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients. Popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.